It has often been said that where there is development, there is progress, and the residents of the inner city community of Raytown in Kingston are making a serious effort to develop their community to see it progress into one of the best in the country. Their most recent step in the development of their community was the opening of the refurbished St. Michael's Infant School, which will now provide the 30 students and 3 teachers at the institution with a more conducive learning and teaching environment.
On October 28, 2013, when we resumed classes in this, our own building, I was almost moved to tears to see how the little children were excited, delighted and appreciative of their pretty new school, as they called it. The first 2 days we spent in this newly renovated building, I experienced the nicest, well-behaved set of students. It was as if they were in a dream in fantasy land.
Acting principal of St. Michael's Infant School, Deverlyn Wilkes Kennedy. The rehabilitation was undertaken at a cost of $21.5 million, and a fact which deserves special emphasis is that a quarter of the funds was raised by the residents. The project was undertaken by the government in partnership with the European Union's Poverty Reduction Program and implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Construction was done by Beckford and Dixon.
We have supplied and installed roofing, erect drywall partitioning, supply and install windows and doors, supply and install upgraded age-appropriate sanitary fixtures, upgrade the electrical works, general painting of the building, construction of a play area, upgrading of the sewer system, construction of boundary wall, and tiling of the floors and wall. So what we've done is a general overall upgrading of what was there.
Managing Director of JSIF, Scarlett Gillings. The project also included the creation of a vegetable garden to supplement the school's feeding program, as well as introduce the students to agricultural practices. Speaking at the handing over ceremony for the rehabilitated school, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites urged the residents of Raytown to help the students of St. Michael's Infant School maintain the community's emerging culture of achievement.
More and more of the children in Raytown are in fact doing well in school and are going on to university. We have 3 students from this very area this year who have qualified to enter medical school at the University of the West Indies. There are others doing law, there are others doing engineering, and you wouldn't like to know how happy I am when some are becoming pharmacists. Now, all of these things are open to your children because of what we are doing here today.
Head of Delegation of the European Union to Jamaica, Ambassador Paola Amadei, echoed similar sentiments.
I would hope that in future, Raytown will not only be known internationally for its formidable sound system, for the classic sound system, and more sadly for the presence of the Tower Street prison, but it will be known for the children, for St. Michael Infant.
Thanks to the efforts of the residents of Raytown, the European Union, the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, and the Government of Jamaica, Raytown and its wider environs now have access to quality early childhood education. This is all part of wider plans to ensure the development of Jamaica's human capital and to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.